717 WEOL. Good morning. Les Sakelly filling in for Bruce Van Dyke all week long on the morning show. It is Monday, which means Tribe Talk, which means we are going to be talking to Bobby DiBiasio. Time for Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bobby DiBiasio, as I said, of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bobby D, good morning. It is great to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Les. How are you today?
I feel really, really good and really, really, really warm inside, because when I spoke to you off the air and identified myself, your voice just lit up. It's like, I'm going to talk to Les again. I'm so happy. You weren't faking it. That was a genuine excitement, and you warmed the cockles of my heart.
Well, it's a great way to start a Monday, right?
Absolutely. Well, are you kidding? We already have a great way to start Monday. Indians beat the Twins 4-3. Talk about some of the highlights.
Yeah, two all-stars for the Tribe came to our rescue. Not quite the weekend we were hoping for. Both Friday, Saturday, their bullpen beat our bullpen and needed a win yesterday. So Shane Bieber, what a moment at the All-Star game for Shane Bieber, that obviously the All-Star game MVP, striking out the side. Remarkable moment at Progressive Field. He really was sharp on Sunday. And then Carlos Santana, giving us the home run there in the eighth inning to get that 4-3, all much needed 4-3 victory yesterday. As we continue this 10-game homestand tonight, we begin 4 against the Tigers and 3 against Kansas City on the weekend. So a lot of baseball at Progressive Field.
Now, my understanding is that the Indians have the best winning percentage in the American League just in this last month. If you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, since June 4th, playing almost, I think it's 690 baseball, 22-10 is the best record in the league. We've been able to just settle in and be the team that we felt we could be from the very beginning. We've just gone up against a team like Minnesota that's having a remarkable, almost historic year for their franchise, the start that they got off to. Still going to be a big pennant race fight in the last 2 months of this baseball season, so it's going to be every game is meaningful from here on out. And we still have, 10 against the Twins head-to-head as we move forward here. So, we've been playing well, and I expect us to continue to do so.
Talking to Bobby DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians this morning. So what do you think it is? What do you think that's motivating these guys? What is different now than maybe earlier on in the season that really got this average up?
Well, the offense, for one, has kicked in. We struggled early on in the year. Our injuries played a role in the early season woes for this franchise. I think a year ago we used 6 starting pitchers total the entire season. This year we've had to use 11 already. So I think any team that it's pretty remarkable in my thought process of when you look at a baseball season, for us to lose 3 of our starting 5 in our starting rotation to injury, and you're still in the playoff hunt, you're still double digits above 500 as a baseball team, that says something about the depth of your farm system, what we call an organizational win. I think it just took a little bit of time for this team just to get off. We have a lot of new faces early in the year, so to get the offense going, I think it just took a little bit of time.
Well, are the guys feeling the positiveness? I mean, is that the vibe that you're getting as you talk to the guys and just kind of interact with them?
No, absolutely. They know they're a good baseball team. There are a number of publications, outlets that had picked them to win the division, and they still believe they are the team to win this division. And so, yeah, there's always a positive. You know, we've had six straight winning seasons under our skipper. And, you know, there's a winning culture, winning philosophy inside that ballpark.
I like the way you said that, winning culture, winning philosophy. Bobby DiBiasio, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Hey, let's have fun and big weekend coming up. Go to Indians.com. Check it out. Back-to-back fireworks shows this weekend. Frankie Lindor jersey giveaway on Saturday. Lots happening at the ballpark. Check it out at Indians.com.
All right, you take care. Bobby DiBiasio from the Cleveland Indians. It is time to give away a pair of tickets to the Indians versus the Chicago White Sox on Tuesday, September 3rd at Progressive Field. We're going to take caller number 4 at 440-322-0930. Again, that is caller 4 at 440-322-0930. Good luck. Please do give us a call.